Later this evening, all eyes will be on a pandemic relief speech by President-elect Joe Biden. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 14th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Jobless numbers came in higher than expected. Changes are coming for Social Security. Cities where it costs more to live, we've got the top five. Electric vehicle maker Canoo has investors cashing out, it would seem. Delta might make some money next quarter. GE goes to court. Hey, we really, really love our pets. We've got that story. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the biggest pop star on the planet is... Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. Focusandfind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this evening, President-elect Joe Biden will unveil what those close to the story are saying is a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. For several weeks, Biden has been working on the details of what he will send to Congress following his inauguration next week. The speech will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time from Wilmington, Delaware. In other news that had an impact on the markets today, the new jobless numbers are out, and once again, they are up at the highest level since August. This morning, the Labor Department said the jobless number is now 965,000. As the COVID-19 pandemic has caused renewed lockdowns across the country. Economists, on average, had estimated the claims would come in at 800,000, yet another sign we have far to go to right our economic ship. I will have the numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. With the Social Security Trust Fund running low, estimates are that by 2035, it would only pay out about 79% of promised benefits. That projection has Washington considering changes to the program. CNBC is reporting that one change could be raising the age when workers become eligible for their full benefits. The last time sweeping changes were made to the program was in 1983 under President Ronald Reagan. Like now, the program's long-term solvency was then in question. That legislation increased the full retirement age to 67 from 65 over a 22-year time span. That's a change, by the way, that's still getting phased in today. For those who become eligible for retirement benefits in 2021, that age is 66 years and 10 months. By waiting to claim benefits up to age 70, retirees can get the biggest monthly benefit check available to them. There's also talk about lifting the cap on Social Security payments. This year, Social Security taxes are taken out of your pay until you reach $142,800 a year. Some have urged lifting that cap to $400,000 a year. Speaking of wages, 2020 was a year that, if you had a job, you no doubt spent less money because of COVID-19 lockdowns. Less travel, less eating out, you know what we're talking about. But the cost of living did increase plenty in several cities. And we'll share with you those top five. Let's start out with Nashville, Tennessee. Now, to live comfortably in the Music City, you would have had to have gained over $2,144 a year in income. As a side note, CNBC reported that for every person who moved out of Nashville, the city gained nearly 1.5 people. Nashville tied with Phoenix for the second highest percentage of inbound migration in the nation. My hometown of Detroit comes in at fourth place. While Detroit had the lowest cost to live comfortably, it's one of the cheapest cities for renters as well. But you still need to increase your wages by 4.9%. Jacksonville, Florida saw the highest year-over-year increase than any city in the survey. Your income needed to jump by 5.7% to live comfortably there. Surprisingly, Columbus, Ohio, ranked number 2 in this survey. Your income needed to go up by $2,228 a year to live a comfortable lifestyle. And the number 1 city with the largest increase in costs is Tucson, Arizona. The desert city of about 541,000 people rose to number 1 on the list with a 7% rise in the cost to live comfortably. Both the cost of rent and monthly necessities went up dramatically. Now you know. Wall Street 24/7 is reporting that investors are cashing out of electric vehicle maker Canoo. It seems like only yesterday that Canoo debuted on the public markets. It was December 22nd, to be exact, and shares then traded at around $25 a share. Yesterday, the stock closed at $19 after gaining more than 13% on the day. Well, that followed reports that Canoo had been holding discussions with Apple related to a possible electric Apple car. That share price jump was somewhat smaller than the near 20% jump in Hyundai shares, following reports last week that the Korean carmaker was a front-runner to build the Apple EV. Well, today, however, the stock price for Canoo fell by over 8% to $17.44 a share. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian today said the company may, just may, turn a profit in the third quarter of this year as vacations continue and travel improves. Bloomberg is reporting the carrier stood firm on its target of breaking even on cash flow basis in the second quarter. Now, in the first quarter, daily cash burn will amount to about $10 to $15 million after totaling $12 million in the last 3 months of 2020. I'm talking big money. Today, General Electric filed a lawsuit accusing Siemens Energy of a, quote, willful and malicious, end quote, theft of GE's trade secrets for gas turbines to unfairly win at least 9 gas turbine contracts that the Boston-based company claims were worth billions of dollars. GE claimed a Siemens account manager received secret information during a confidential bidding process and then distributed it to dozens of other Siemens employees, including ones who used the information to alter a bid to ensure Siemens won a lucrative contract in Virginia. Siemens, by the way, had not responded as of late afternoon. I probably don't have to tell you, but we really love our pets, and that love turns to money. Shares of Petco surged by as much as 66% today, giving the San Diego-based company a market value of about $6.5 billion. The pet-oriented retailer has grappled with challenges, including rising competition, while also successfully navigating the coronavirus pandemic, as more people acquired pets during the past 10 months, which, yeah, resulted in higher sales. CEO Ron Coughlin said in an interview that the company's growth accelerated throughout the pandemic. In addition, the company started same-day delivery 5 weeks ago, and 80% of online orders are fulfilled by its stores. Speaking of stocks, it was a down day today on Wall Street as investors grapple with rising COVID-19 cases, a lousy jobless number, and speculation about the Biden stimulus plan, which will be detailed later this evening. The Dow fell by over 68 points to close at 30,991, while technology companies drove the NASDAQ down by 16 points to settle at 13,112. And the S&P 500 fell by 14 points to 37.95. Losses were muted by news that the Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that interest rate hikes would not be coming anytime soon. But one thing is certain, the rise in unemployment numbers should allow Biden to better shop his economic plan. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. Bad Bunny is the world's biggest pop star. The 26-year-old Puerto Rican rapper is the most listened to act in the world, according to Bloomberg data. Fans streamed his songs over 1 billion times collectively across YouTube and Spotify last year, and those numbers were recorded before the star released his third album of the year. One music executive called Bad Bunny the golden child of the digital era and cites part of his success to the rising popularity of Latin music, which has gotten a big boost from global streaming services. There you go. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.